Biggie just really opened up to us. He says when he gets to heaven, when you get your questions with God.
And wait, what religion is this?
I just feel like to me, it's like a known thing that you're going to get an audience with God for a few minutes.
And this is a given that our Biggie is going to heaven.
Look, I have not done anything that would send me to hell. I'll put it that way.
Okay, nothing really wrong.
Do I feel like, was raised Catholic. We're told there's purgatory.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure is this job for me.
Okay, you're in purgatory now.
Yeah, because we're told no matter how good of a life you lead, you have to spend some time in purgatory. Even Mother Teresa spends a little time in purgatory.
So far you've been here 16, 17 years in purgatory.
In purgatory. In
which
this
is
body.
Nothing, really.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme.
Yeah, in the grand scheme, you might be here a long time. Yeah. Okay, all right.
So I have never done anything I don't think that will send me to hell. So
mortal sins?
Yeah.
Let's assume he goes to heaven.
All right.
He gets an audience with God, and he says, moving way up on the list now of questions he will ask God is, Menendez brothers, what gives? You know, were they right?
Oh, it's so trendy. Oh, thanks a lot, Netflix.
I bet he does get a lot of stuff like that.
Anybody have any questions not about true crime?
Oh, man, all mine are true crime. Well, because I bet you can guess my number one.
I'm not taking questions today. I'm not taking true crime questions right now.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
Well, number one is Kennedy.
Bingo.
Got to be the Kennedy assassin.
I bet you can guess number two.
OJ.
Of course. So now we're on to the rest.
Well, how many do you expect to get?
10.
You think you get 10?
Yeah, I feel like you should get 10 questions.
Every newbie gets 10.
All right.
Yeah.
10 questions. Well, three, Menendez. All right, what happened with them? Or maybe not. Maybe.
Yeah.
What else you got?
You got to give your life on other planets.
Life on other planets or aliens real, very big.
Yes.
I still want to know if we really went to the moon.
Mm-hmm. I think you're wasting one there. I think.
Damn it. Please.
I don't know why. That still fascinates me. I think we did.
Who are these idiots?
We wrap this one up. Hang on. One second, Josh, is it? St. Peter, this is the last one of the day. Got the line off. I'm not going through this anymore today.
Close the line. They hold up their,
I'm sure they do.
They hold up their poster line. So,
yep. Come back tomorrow.
I
want to know what happened to that colony on the island of North Carolina that just disappeared.
Oh, Lost Colony.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a Native American tribe.
Well, yeah, but.
Or illness. Illness, knows, yeah. Right?
But wouldn't you find bodies?
They never did.
They found nothing. If it was illness,
just
I think
that word scratched on the tree.
Yeah.
Croatan.
Which Croatan, I believe, was an Indian tribe,
yeah.
I think.
I think that's what we called them, yeah.
But. That could have been from anything.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, it's a complete mystery what happened. That's up
to how many is that up to? Six, Biggie? Six, seven?
Oh, we're only up to five, maybe six.
Who really won the 2020 election?
No.
I mean, really? You know, if you want to, I don't know, you know. Or who really won the 2000 election? You know, what about that?
No.
His votes in Florida. You could do it that way.
I don't think Big wants to waste his vote. Maybe you're wasting on
politics. Yeah, you don't have to do that. What are some other good ones?
I'll tell you another one's kind of dark, but on my list is JonBenet Ramsey.
Ooh,
it's dark, but you never.
Yeah, never.
I know it's going to be a dark you know, I'm not going to have happy questions. It's, you know, I'm not going to ask what the true meaning of life is or anything like that. I just, you know.
I really think about that sometimes a lot.
The meaning of life.
Yeah. What are we here for? You can't really wrap your mind around that. You
know? Well, because I'm worried the answer is going to be like, I just thought it'd be funny.
Well, maybe. I would ask about, and I'll die on this hill, I'm a back-to-front wiper, and I just feel like that's the way we're designed to do.
You get poop on your balls.
No, I don't think giving it enough.
No, you do. You get poop on your balls.
I'd say, but you designed me that way, you know, and he's, no.
I did not.
Yeah. Look at the arm. It goes this way. Monkeys do it that way.
What is
we have a separate line for your touch.
What does Chris Dim call me? The St. Louis Arch, where you have to go through the arch.
St. Louis Arch.
Go through the arch.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe y'all wiped the other way. And there's another colleague we have here who agrees with me. He occasionally privately will get me to the side. And say,
is that right? Discuss wiping?
Once in a while, he takes me to the side and he'll say, "You're still back to front and right." And I say, "Oh yeah, I'm back to front." And there's no way I won't. So we always.
Let's don't high five.
No. We'll give a little fist bump backwards, do a little elbow bump, you know, over our back to front wiping.
There was a great episode of South Park a couple years back, and Randy, the old toilet in the Marsh household, mm-hmm. was wearing out.
Yeah.
So Randy went down to Home Depot and was going to buy a replacement toilet. Mm-hmm. And the man at Home Depot said, "Well, this is pretty much all we've got. You know, it's your standard." And he said, "Unless you want to see the Japanese toilets."
Oh, those are the ones.
And they have a velvet rope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that music plays. Yeah, and they give him a glass of champagne while he goes in there and takes a dump in the tester. And he's like, "I don't care what it costs.
Yeah.
Put this in my house."
They say the Japanese toilets are the ones.
So he begins advocating for it across South Park and across the United States. Mm-hmm. And big toilet paper tries to assassinate him.
Oh, well, yeah. That's right.
Much like the Kennedys.
That's right. Big toilet paper has a lot. They have a lot of power, I'm sure, with their lobbying group. Debbie, you're talking back to front wiping. I'm a proponent. Go ahead.
I'm a proponent. I'm with you on this, Chris Kelly. I'm not with you on everything, but I'm with you on this. I wipe back to front. I'm a female. I've done it all my life. Mm-hmm. I've never had issues that they say you'll have.
Yeah, I'm always.
You're at higher risk.
Yeah,
as a female.
I thought women would not be as likely to back to front it as men do, but I do, and it's always worked well for me. Thank you so much, Debbie. If we ever see each other in public, just give each other the nod and the elbow bump, okay? That's what we do. That's how
back to fronters.
Us back to front.
Is it a militia group? Worse. Should we alert the FBI? Probably.
Are we on the watch list? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know where to even classify this.
No.
That's a hill I'm going to die on.
Yeah.
I just will not back down from that. Mm-hmm. I saw that recently on Reddit. I was down a Reddit thread. You know the funniest one? It was like, what's the hill you'll die on? And somebody put Grease 2 is better than Grease. I don't know that I could say. I've only seen Grease 2 once. That's terrible.
It's awful.
It's a terrible movie.
My wife loves it. Loves Grease 2.
I think there's a small faction that just think it's fantastic.
Our buddy B.B. Shea would probably
he'd be the
in
one.
That camp.
You know, he'd be
being
the one.
Contrarian.
I bet he hadn't seen Grease 2. He may not have even seen
Grease. He may not have seen Grease.
Yeah, and he'd happily say that too, that he has not seen Grease. Also, they said one hill somebody would die on is texting should be used for very short messages only. Do not send me a book of a text, you know.
Do not send me
a really long text. A lot of times, especially if it's like my wife, if I start to send a really long text, I'll just be like, "All right, call me. Let's discuss this." And I do, because typing it out, you're like in the middle of it going, "My God, this is just taking forever," you know. Anthony is on the line. He's talking about a question for God. This is how this started. Biggie thinks you get 10. Anthony, what's your question for God?
That's a pretty good theory. I never actually thought about that. And kudos to Biggie for actually thinking about it. But my question would be, whatever happened to Hoffa, and where is he really buried?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's
old
on my
school
list.
Classic. Very good question.
Classic.
What happened to Hoffa? That's the best one. Thank you very much, Anthony. I appreciate it.
Jimmy Hoffa will always have a special place in this program.
On this program, the Hoffa joke. One time.
One of the funniest moments ever.
A guy called us, and we were talking about Jimmy Hoffa, and he said, "I've got a joke."
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Hey, about Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa?
Yeah, I got a small joke.
Okay.
Do you know who they found under Tammy Faye Baker's makeup?
Is that the best?
Who
could it possibly be?